Good morning. Thank you for calling OMAPS Health. My name is Tiffany. Can I please get your zip code?
77510.
Okay, thank you. And what's your first and last name, please?
This isn't me. I'm calling for the gentleman that ordered this stuff because he's almost completely deaf and he can't hear on the phone, so I'm doing this calling for him. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's more than... That's okay. That's no problem. What's his first
thank
and last
you.
Name?
You're
welcome.
His name is Charles Dazelle. D-A-Z-E-L-L-E.
Okay, do he... Okay, you said Charles. Okay, I see that in the
yes.
system. Thank you. Can I get you to... Yes, can I get you to verify his shipping address for me?
Yeah, his address is Box 26, Santa Fe, Texas.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And he has the OMAP Sleep, receives every 2 months. How can I help you?
He receives his what?
He receives it every 2 months. He had his first shipment went out April the 21st, and the next shipment is due June the 20th to ship out.
Well, ma'am, what did you say your name was, dear?
It's Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, very pretty. Listen,
thank
Tiffany,
you.
The reason I'm calling is he's not here. He went home. Well, he's never here too much, but he brought his stuff over here. He wants me to return it. He said it makes him constipated. He can't take it. The only slip I have on this is the one that came the 4th, the 21st, 2020. And he's, like I said, he's almost completely deaf. He's 82 years old. It's hard for him to understand things. And he didn't even know why he got this. He thought he just got the one little bottle. He didn't know that he had evidently...
was on the auto ship. Every 2 months?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's it. He did not know that. He didn't understand it. So he wants to return this, and that's why I told I would do it for him because I know he would never understand what to do.
Okay. May I ask the relations to you and Mr. Charles?
We've been best friends for 15 years.
Okay.
Since I moved out here. And I do all his doctor paper. I do all his lawyer paper. I do all his... Every time he goes to appear and do something, I have to do it for him.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
You can call him, and I think, you know, if you say it loud enough stuff, you can verify it with him that I think he'd be able to understand. As far as business, he can't understand nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing. But he could probably understand if you asked him if Joyce Kloberg was his spokesperson for him. He would be able to tell you yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold? Let me speak with my supervisor just to make sure that you're okay to handle this account for him, okay?
Yes, yes, Tiffany, you go right ahead and do that, dear. No problem.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm just waiting on my supervisor, okay?
That's fine, Tiffany. That's okay. No problem. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, I'm still waiting on my supervisor to respond to me, okay?
That's no problem, Tiffany. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, you're welcome. I just wanted to check in on with you, okay?
I appreciate you doing that. I really do. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so my supervisor said that he would need to get authorization to cancel and for that to be refunded. Is there any way that you could call him on the line as well?
Mr. Giselle?
Yes, ma'am.
I could get him over here. No, he couldn't handle it. He's really bad on the phone. I tell you what, I could get him over here to my house.
Then you can call back with. Yeah, that'll be
then
fine.
Then I can call you back. Can I ask for you, Tiffany? Will you answer?
You sure?
Or somebody else answer?
Someone else will probably answer, but you can ask to speak with me. That'll be fine.
Okay, Tiffany, I'll do that, and I really appreciate your help, dear. Okay.
Okay, and you're more than welcome, and thank you for calling OMAT's Health.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
All right, you're welcome.